do you know? Now that it's summertime, I feel like there's a lot of like rites of passage. People are getting ready to go to school, moving up. It's like a new phase in life when we like are finishing summer, going into the fall. A rite of passage here in Rochester, New York, was for teenagers to spend the night in Mount Hope Cemetery on the Bausch and Lomb Memorial.
Wait. The rite of passage, stay at a cemetery overnight?
Yes, like the memorial is a big square, rectangle, flat, shaped like a bed. And it's under this big willow tree, so it feels enclosed like it's in a room.
Why?
Why?
Why would they make this a rite of passage before? What are they doing? They're sleeping in
the cemetery. They're spending the night.
To do what?
To say that they did it.
To say that they did it before they go to college?
Yeah. But if you're doing that, you are committed. There is no, after those gates close, there is no leaving that cemetery until they come back in the morning to unlock it. That fence is like 6 feet tall. You are in there for the night.
That's crazy. Who would intentionally get locked right. in a cemetery? I've been accidentally locked in a cemetery and I lost it. I freaked out. I thought I was going to die there, literally.
What cemetery? This one?
No. In London, when I went to England.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the creepiest ones. It's called Highgate Cemetery. And it's one of the oldest. And I go, ooh, I have to go see all the Victorian, all of the monuments and everything in here. Well, I didn't realize it's not like they close it at dark. It really wasn't even dusk yet. But those wrought iron gates shut. And I had no idea. And I walked back and I was like, help! Somebody help me!
You sounded like Home Alone, but it was in a cemetery. Let me out!
It was awful. So I finally found a groundskeeper, thank God. And he was like, oh, yeah, no.
Can't you see her running towards a poor guy raking leaves?
Oh, my God. Like, do you have a key to the front gate? It's awful.
If all else fails, Beetlejuice. Oh, I can't say it three times.
No, he might
appear.
Yeah,
maybe he could have unlocked you, got you out.
I was not going silently into the night. That's for sure.
Yeah,
somebody would have heard my screams, my cries for help. So now I go in the morning. You go to see something historical like that. Fool me once, people.
Yes,
not locking me in there again.